This is KUT. So far this year, 81 people have died in Austin as a result of more than 70 crashes on the city's roads. At the same time, this is the first year of the city's hands-free ordinance, a law intended to make driving safer. So, how many of this year's deaths have been because someone answered a call or responded to a text or even just glanced at their phone? As KUT's Audrey McGlitchy reports, the Austin Police Department says they just can't know.
You can hit send on a text message in maybe a millisecond. And a deadly car crash
happens in a microsecond. So in order for us to link a phone to the actual crash, we would have to know a couple of things. One, the exact moment the crash took place. And I don't know of any technology we have at this time that would enable us to get that information.
Sergeant Jeff Slater runs APD's Vehicular Homicide Unit. He says the department has never subpoenaed phone records to prove a driver was using his or her phone at the time of a crash. The burden of proof is too high. First, you have to match the timing precisely. Then you have to prove that it was the driver texting and not a passenger, if there was one. So what evidence can APD get to prove a phone was the cause of a crash? Turns out, they can only rely on a driver's honesty.
Well, I was texting and I didn't see the car or something like that.
Other law enforcement departments around the country have looked at phone records. Recently, Caitlyn Jenner turned over her phone records to Malibu cops to prove she was not using her phone right before a deadly crash earlier this year. Meanwhile, APD says they'll keep monitoring behavior that can be linked definitively to specific accidents. Speeding and drunk driving. Audrey McGlinchey, KUT News.